Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program contains material suitable for mature audiences only. Also, the opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. Catherine O'Don.
Yes, Francis O'Hall.
You know, last night, actually this morning.
In the morning,
my girlfriend wakes me up.
Oh.
We had a beautiful evening.
I didn't know you had a girl.
Yes, I have a girl. Lovely lass.
Good for you, Francis.
Lovely
Holy.
Lass.
His mother.
Oh.
Lovely lass.
Is it your mum?
It's not me mum.
Oh, it's his mum. He's full of shit.
Do you know what time she woke me?
About 46 after.
2:46 in the morning.
2:46?
2:46 in the morning. She wakes me up. 2:46.
2:46 in the morning.
2:46
in the morning.
I said, lass, what is so important you have to wake me up at 2:46 in the morning? She said, well, I was wondering if last night we were just having a little bit 2:46.
So mature.
I'm like, oh, stupid.
Was that a math joke? That was so long. God, good thing I'm getting paid by the hour.
Math jokes. Too much math jokes.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm ready.
You're always ready. How dare you make her sit near you and not me? I hate you.
I know you do.
You're a jerk.
Well, you hate me anyway.
Uh-uh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Art Star Scene.
I am Face O'Boy.
I am Face O'Girl.
With us in the studio, Mandy O'Cat Katana.
Oh, nice to meet you all.
And Robbie O'Drubby.
And the real life Peter O'Griffin.
That's right.
Oh my God, I could listen to this forever.
Dude.
I think we called you once. We called your answering machine or
they
you.
My answering machine.
It was your answering machine, right? Remember? It was in the old studio.
That's the first thing you go wrong. When you ask me something and you go,
do you remember? I know. That was my mistake.
That was
my mistake.
Yeah. Mine.
I mean, go to the video. I have photos so it doesn't happen or so that it happens for a reason. I Snapchat.
So
my whole
you've
fucking
never
life.
Masturbated. I'm just kidding.
Do I remember?
No, I'm
Speaking
kidding.
Of masturbating, there was this. I've been looking at Pocket Pussies online and reading the reviews. Here's the
Pocket
review.
Pocket Hole Pussy.
Here's the review.
Pot of gold.
Don't purchase. STD affected. Now, this is one
what?
That got like all kinds of good reviews. Do not buy. At first, this was a really amazing item. My husband loved it, and I was really happy that he enjoyed it. Until a month later, he started getting bumps on his penis, and then I got a bump. Turned out he had caught genital warts. 7 years together. Never have we had anything like this. No, he did not cheat.
My yes.
That's what they're hurting too.
Right after he started using this product. Do not buy. I'm sorry to tell you, lady.
Is that, girl.
It's like when they Google be like a female Googles like, you know, is the baby mine? I think that my boyfriend cheated on me and I don't know if the baby that I'm carrying is my baby.
Wait, if a woman doesn't know if the baby in her belly is hers, that's sci-fi shit.
That's what that reminds me of. Like it's like that I think the guy
I think one woman said that she had sex with two guys and didn't know who the father was and if there was gonna be twins, one from the one father and one from the other.
Oh, yeah. People Google the fucking craziest shit. Though.
I saw that movie.
So we play the ass party game here?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. Every time we say ass, take a sip.
Where is it? Because like, they have it. I did it. Oh, thanks.
Some whiskey right
there. That's why you sat me here.
You don't take a shot. You take a sip.
Rub it on your
glass. No, you have a lot.
Or maybe you take
No, dude. I've been fucking running around since fucking 5 this morning. The day rave, the podcast. And it's St. Patty's Day. I have not even had a drink yet.
If it wasn't for date rape, I'd never get laid.
That's what we've been saying the whole day.
Really?
We've been saying date rape because it sounds like date rape.
Date rave.
Date rape.
It sounds exactly the same. It's a shame.
If you don't like alcohol, maybe take a puff. I already know I'm not going to be able to talk about
this. Oh, everyone loves the green stuff on a dear St. Patrick.
Oh my God, your guys is
now if you
the
don't,
mouth hole is disgusting.
Ew.
That's what you
I'm
said.
I'm gonna do it anyways.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I haven't cleaned that thing in a while.
It's disgusting.
I haven't touched it in a while.
So maybe you're this woman who got.
I'm oh, nasty.
Look on who your got warts?
Look at you.
There are cups over there.
He's a cup.
Ted was a cup the whole time, and
so maybe you're her.
Who?
Oh, the
woman.
What woman?
Oh, the toy lady. The toy lady.
I know.
This happens the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Anytime we say ass, you would?
Just believe a little lie.
We say asshole, take two sips, or?
Believe a bigger lie. Like
create a bigger lie.
Yeah.
That's the way
no,
to do
she's
it.
No, she's just believing it.
No, that's create it. It was her.
They were,
the whole
they,
time.
They've been
the
together 7 years.
It was all Meg's fault.
7 years, obviously. It was Meg's fault.
It's all Meg.
God damn it.
Like no one ever heard of the 7 year itch.
Worst action I ever made.
I think he's literally having the 7 year itch.
Oh, shit.
And if we say ass fuck.
Ass fuck.
Walk in on your husband fucking another woman and believe him when he says it's you.
That's fucking clap. Dude, I want that much power.
Be to like, be able to lie to someone at that level?
Dude, oh my God.
You have to be able like to Bill believe Clinton. That lie.
No, it's really fucked up that this is possible. Okay, so I was my second husband. Like, the wall is clearly orange behind
every
it.
Every time you say this, I'm like, you were married twice. I know, it blows my mind.
The army.
I erase all of
Rikers Island.
Shit.
I do, like, I drop these
What about
things.
Rikers? What happened?
I'd be entertaining like these motherfuckers in Rikers Island.
Were you? Were you like?
Yeah, I was there for like 3 days.
For what? Like to work?
No, just to like not sell drugs no more.
Wait, seriously? You went to Rikers? Like you were in actual jail?
Yeah. And like in the special ward because I was like coming down off of whatever it was that I was on.
What were you on?
Everything I was selling. I was my best customer. I owe me money still.
Hey, man, don't get out and you're on supply, man.
I fucking love you.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Thank you guys
oh
for
Oh my God,
us.
Only 3 days?
Only 3 days, yeah, because it was like...
Wow, that is what white privilege looks like.
It is really... No, seriously, like... Wow. I don't have any of that on my record.
Are you kidding?
I swear, it was really... That's when I really realized it. Like, I was watching these brown kids just getting fucking murked with sentence after sentence, and they gave me like the best fucking public defender ever. And like, I got away with... Well, I got...
What is the statute of limitations on this?
I'm telling you. Statues, limitations, things
like that. Statues of liberty.
Yeah.
What is the statute of liberty on this?
But yeah, man, it was crazy. What was crazy was because I'm myself all the time. I'm never off.
So I love
like,
it.
I'm like entertaining these motherfuckers in Rikers Island. So, but I'm sitting on the train and this is like while
I'm picturing you on trial and it's amazing.
Dude, it's so.
How do you plead? I did it, but
no,
I'm supposed
you know
to
I
say
plead?
Not guilty.
No, I plead shut the fuck up, Mandy. You're
yeah, you said
now.
That out loud?
No. Inside me.
I
screamed that at me.
Really? So were you were off?
Yeah. No, dude. So yeah, I got off of everything, but it was crazy as far as like being the entertainer goes. Is I'm sitting on the train like probably a year later and someone's like staring me down. And I'm like, excuse me, can I help you? And they're like, I'm sorry, but are you an entertainer? And then me, like with my ego, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting recognized.
Oh my God.
And she's like, and she can see me getting excited. So she's like, have you ever been to Rikers though? And I'm like,
shit.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Rikers is not a venue.
It all comes full circle.
It is now. Just, you could do it.
And
just
world
put on your
star.
Fucking resume. I'm
putting,
fuck
I put World Star on my resume.
No,
dude.
You didn't.
I did.
You're actually
been
on it?
Yes.
I've been
can
on it twice.
Show me? What? How? What is the, what?
How do you?
I didn't even have to fight anybody. You know, I just dressed up like a cartoon character and went to New York Comic Con.
Were you
And apparently
Peter
everybody
Griffin?
Lost their freaking minds.
Were you Peter Griffin that day?
I was. Yeah, amazing. I've been doing that since 2012. So I've been doing it for a while now.
So how did it start? Like, did you know that you, like, because you.
I've been doing voices forever. I've always
Roger
had a
Rabbit.
Great.
Please, Eddie.
But I'm telling you.
Please hang out with me all the time.
I always love doing voices for people because I always love making people laugh. I was like Fozzie Bear, you know, I'd come up with the worst joke in the world to make you laugh. Anything. I'd throw myself on the floor if I got a quick laugh.
Good to know.
And
making
yeah.
notes. Because anything I can sell, I'm telling you, anything I can sell is ass and drugs, and you got a lot of ass, my friend.
I've got a lot of ass, you know, you can't miss it. You can't miss it. It's like Bonnie the Vagina Shore.
That's right.
Who is now doing tantric sex.
I've heard about that. The guy that dressed as Bonnie is loving everybody.
He's a tantric sex guru now.
He's saying
really?
That. He's saying
yeah.
that shit. you know, on the show, I love you.
He's perfect.
Another voice.
You love me. And I'm like, and now he's literally loving everyone on camera.
Oh, on camera.
Oh, well, as long as he's getting paid.
Right.
I mean, I'm not mad at him. I mean, come on. Like, does PBS even exist? Like, what channel was he on?
I think it was PBS, something, you know.
Didn't that go
ahead? I hated Bonnie. I don't know. I just didn't enjoy that show.
I like the idea of purple dinosaurs.
I just turned into Peter Griffin, like, randomly. I weave in and out of the voice at this point because I've been doing it for so freaking long.
That's so funny.
I'm a New Yorker, you know.
Have you ever even been to Rhode Island?
I've been to Rhode Island once. I went to a convention there. And I shit you not, the second that I parked in the parking garage, the attendant was like, this 40-year-old black dude knew who I was. It was hysterical. People recognized me in the oddest places. I was at the Jamaica Station. I was doing a changeover because I was coming from Penn back to Deer Park where I live. And this guy, 3 o'clock in the morning, knew who the hell I was. I'm like,
are you sure they're not just calling you Peter Griffin?
No, right? I'm kidding. Your videos.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff.
Amazing.
It's hysterical. See, I never planned for any of this shit to happen. I've been doing the voices, like I said, forever. And then I used to work for a credit union. And I met a few friends there that were all geeks. And they used to write a blog called Geek Asylum. And the little caption was break in, don't break out, or whatever the hell it was. And we had gotten tickets for New York Comic Con in order to get some journalistic footage for our blog. But because of a difference of opinions and everything, the blog ended up folding, but we still had these tickets. So we decided, why don't we have some fun? And we dressed up like superheroes. But the costume I wore was really, really hot. It was a Western Ghost Rider, if anybody knows Ghost Rider.
I don't know.
It's like a cowboy with a flaming skull for a head. But my head couldn't have been hotter if it was actually on fire and I got a heat stroke at the show.
No.
So I actually questioned even going the second day, but I decided, you know, it was taking pictures with people was pretty cool because I was always very much a nobody. Nobody gave a shit about what I did. But that one day, people wanted to take pictures with me. I felt like somebody for once. So I decided, what kind of costume can I throw together that's really comfortable? And I went through my closet and I found green pants. Ironically, for St. Patrick's Day, I'd bought some green pants. I was planning on doing this whole leprechaun shit, but I never got the jacket. I had the white button-down shirt and I actually used to dress as Santa Claus for the credit union that I used to work at. So I had the round frame glasses, and they were actually just Harry Potter costume glasses I got at Party City. And I slapped this shit together, and I went to my friend's house, and like the second I got to his house, he was like, that's a perfect costume. And then
that's amazing.
I got to the convention, and I run out of money because I was spending money like crazy. It was the first Comic-Con I had been to in years. And they had all these statues and the sales.
You see his basement is covered in stuff.
It's the cave of virginity.
It's it's so sweet. My virginity grew back.
I want to go in there and get a high.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm selling that shit on eBay now. Hey! My Mandy Catrona's virginity.
Yeah, I went up to the ATM to get some money out, and the money came out, and something clicked in my mind. I was like, oh my God, I won.
Yeah.
Yes.
And everybody with an earshot turns around, and that was everybody followed me for the rest of the
day.
Oh
my God.
And then fast forward a little bit of time, somebody had. Yeah, it's been a route to in, you know. Somebody had posted a video of me doing some shit at the show on Reddit, and then that boosted. I got like a 500,000 views. It's like, no, there's no shit. You know, people, you know, cared about this. So I started bringing the costume to shows with me. And there was this one show where, like, I jumped on the back of the line for the costume convention. I mean, the contest. They were doing a contest. And I grabbed the mic. I was like, I had like 3 hot dogs with mustard. Wait, this isn't a cafeteria. Damn it, Meg, you told me this was a cafeteria. And they asked me to do this whole stand-up routine. I'd never done stand-up in my life.
Oh, wow.
But I'm a good bullshit artist. So I improvised an entire stand-up routine as Peter Griffin. I still don't know how I did it. But,
oh, my God.
And that went viral on some kind of
13 million.
Website.
Oh, no, that was
no,
the
it was
other
one,
thing.
It was,
that was
1.5 million. And then because of that video, my buddy Eric that I used to work at the credit union with, had gone to Quinnipiac, and two of his roommates were film buffs, and they went to school for film, and they asked if they could follow me around Comic-Con and see what I do, and I was like, yeah, sure. So they came over to my house the night before Comic-Con. They interviewed me in my basement. They asked me about what Comic-Con is about and all that stuff. They filmed me for 2 days, and they took like 20-something hours worth of footage and condensed it down to 3 minutes and change.
Oh, wow.
And it took us so long to edit it that Comic-Con was in October, and we didn't post the video till the following January. So this was January of 15 we posted the video, and it got 13 million freaking views on YouTube.
Wow.
I mean, it was like they were doing like news articles and me and like languages I don't speak. They were talking about me all around the freaking world, and I didn't expect it because, I mean, like I said, you know, I was very much the Mr. Fall Through the Cracks, you know, and for something like that to happen, I didn't even know how to process it at first, but I'm still kind of like reeling from it. But, you know, now I'm trying to get back onto the convention scene. I have a couple of shows lined up, so it's going to be a good year.
Yeah,
well, we have this that we are supposed to read on air, so why don't you read it on air and do as many voices as you can. But first I want to mention, we do have the secret word here.
All right, yeah, this is your guys' show. Thanks for having
Say
us
the
on
secret
your show.
Word, win a prize. It's just
I
this
never win
thing.
This fucking prize. It's no, this. Just this. If you win, if he wins this prize, it's not rigged because I've never I've been on this show what 3-4 times and
so
I never fucking won.
There like
nobody's ever won by her.
A random word that you picked and like,
yes, and it's usually a pickle. Dirty word or a body part. So here, if
Elbow.
You would read this,
it is dirty and a body part.
Wow.
So
I want to know what you said in your stand up. Like, if you remember
it. Practically did it sitting down.
No.
So what am I reading here?
I think all of it, starting...
Or maybe start with the bottom where it says to read verbatim.
Yeah, do that.
Ass.
Okay, we'll do this as Peter, because this is my most popular voice. Our April 5th edition of RFB presents First Thursdays at the Well brings you three different takes on the exciting and exploding music scene that is currently taking place in Brooklyn. Freaking sweet. The post-punk rock of Even Twice will kick off the evening. Street Throat will follow, and they're a band that's not afraid to leave it all on the stage. And closing out the evening will be Voreen in all their deviant glory as they mix old favorites with new material for their upcoming release. Doors at 8 p.m. and music starts at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $8 when purchased in advance and $10 at the door. So get your tickets today.
Wow.
It was factual.
Thank you. Yeah, that was good. I'm glad because I can't read. But I have friends that can. That's my genius.
That's your superpower.
Hooked on Phonics, Mandy. You missed it in the mid-90s.
Phonics with an F because I like to...
Hooked on Phonics.
Just kidding.
It doesn't make sense
that
it's on
later, I'm not doing that.
Virgin Slayer.
All right.
What is this Ataraxia Arts Festival?
Thank fucking God you guys know what the fuck that is. Because
no, I don't.
I'm sorry. Let me start over. Okay, so. Okay, wait. Oh, yes. No, because I was fucking racking my. They have me in this. Because I'm supposed to be like a real fucking artist. And they have me like, I'm a model at this place. And we're doing like a performance piece. Where,
model.
Yeah. Plus size model.
Get your back here.
Nice. Can you do the greased up deaf guy?
You're never going to catch me. So what did you care? See you next year.
But yeah, no, Ataraxia. And I thank you so much for saying it because I was racking my brain. And I'm like, Ataraxia, attraction, but fancy. But no, it's my friends, Kurt Ritta and Jennifer Tavez. They're doing a big art performance where it's going to be kind of like chaos art, where it's like, chaos but functioning. And I have I'm doing this one piece where she's having this galantium. It's like metallic putty that's going to be like poured over my naked body and it's going to engulf me. And then like I'm supposed to have these like super long like cat nails and I'm supposed to be doing something like really intricate with lights, but that's really obviously clearly too hard to do with these nails, and fucking just do it with a real stoic face. And kind of like, it's basically chaos, manageable chaos in the art show. As far as what I know.
And you're covered in like gold?
I'm covered in silver and pink metallic goo.
Nice.
And what is the Costume Cult's horned bar?
Costume Cult horn ball. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I do my homework.
Dude, you really do. And this is art, you know, star scene. Scene art star.
Where am I?
It's Radio Free Brooklyn. So Costume Cult is an organization that I work with, or I guess a group of people that throw themed costume parties once or twice a month. And I'm on their like, you know, squad or their email list for sure. No, and we're it's the horned ball, and it's the theme is what's it called? What's that game? WoW? No, World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
It's World of Warcraft themed fucking costume party.
When's this?
It's... Can you find out?
Do you know? I figured you would have the dates and times and shit.
For the Alliance!
You look for that.
I will.
And Catherine, you can choose which one of those articles that I sent you that you would most like to check out.
All right. Well, it's...
I met a few of the voice actors over the years from World of Warcraft. They're really cool people.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're very cool.
Yeah, dude. I was really... Because it's called the Horned Ball and World of Warcraft. So I want to go as like King Katana. Like, I want the horniest horns, and I want them high.
Giggity-goo.
Right. And I want this whole king horny katana thing going on.
Horny and high. It sounds like you're ready.
Well, come on. I'm short. You saw how I was at the day rave. The date rape. You know? I was like, these are my friends. And he's like, Mandy, they're calling us on stage. I'm like, what? Like, Peter's Bulls.
Are you kidding? No, I'm Peter.
Tourists facing jail for having sex on the beach.
What? Yes. Did they do the Angry Penguin? You know, like when you know.
What's the Angry Penguin?
The name of the beach, by the way, is Dongtang.
Dongtang.
No, Dongtang.
They should have gone to Pungtang.
They're going to go there.
They were on the Wong Fu King
Dong
beach.
Dongtang, I should say.
Dongtang. Well, yeah, you get a tan on the beach. That's what makes
there's
sense.
Video, but there's also, do you want me to read it or the video?
Both. Okay. But the video, you don't really hear much. Okay. But you can see him fucking.
Nice.
And you can describe it.
A couple of lovebirds were filmed having sex on a beach in Thailand, but could be sent to jail if they are caught. Wait, what?
Yeah, it's fucking Thailand.
Wait, yeah. how can they be caught now? Are they still having sex?
I thought they were already caught on camera. What the fuck is going on?
Are they still having it? Like, have they not stopped?
Police have launched a manhunt for the tourists who got amorous on Dongtan Beach at 8 a.m. after a night of partying. Their identities are not known, but officers in the popular resort of Pattaya believe they are of Western origin. The woman can be seen lying on her back in a large drainage pipe while the man
drainage
stands over her.
I get a boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
Nice. Onlookers said they had sex for more than 3 minutes. Before people started shouting at them to stop, and the couple disappeared.
Stop
down
fucking
the
on the beach! God damn it!
I told you about my Coney Island story, right?
Ass.
The Coney Island people fucking on the beach?
You don't say ass so you can have a drink.
Yeah, let her do it. Someone at home is appreciating
you can just
it.
Have a drink.
I do. It's St. Patty's Day.
You can just drink.
I mean, I'm not an asshole. I'm not here to ass fuck anyone.
Oh my God.
Police, I want you to lick the moldy rim.
Police are investigating the scene. It looks like they're just straddling the drain
they're
pipe.
They're just looking
like,
at
what
it.
What the fuck
they're
are
just,
they going to come up with?
People are just looking at it.
Yep, it's definitely an ass.
Hey, this is definitely where they fucked this shit. This is
an ass print in the sand.
This is it.
Clearly.
My professional
opinion.
We need
to stop these people, even though they already stopped.
Wow. Police Colonel Apichai Krobpech, superintendent at Pattaya Police Station, said... This happened in a public space where many tourists go to relax on the sex tourism. Like, it's fucking Thailand.
Yeah, that's where else you're going to get a 14-year-old.
Hey, Becky, we're going to have sex on the beach, and I'm not talking about the cocktail. Bring the drain pipe.
And the 14-year-old.
Ooh, Thailand. The scene is in front of the Pattaya Marine Rescue Center. I do not know where the tourists come from, but officers are pursuing them in order to protect the reputation of the area.
No, it's like going to Hell's Kitchen and being like, all the guys there don't want to fuck other guys. And like, there's
it's
no protection. Yeah, no, just call it what it is.
Officers are checking CCTV to trace their footsteps and have interviewed staff at the lifeguard's hut. From where the pair were
where the
filmed.
Lube was.
Jabba from the where the pair were filmed. So the lifeguard filmed them?
The lifeguard filmed them from the
pool. Why was he filming them? Why couldn't
he
just, you know, stop them?
Maybe he thought that the other guy was dying.
Maybe, you know.
And that's what everybody does.
Maybe he was getting mouth to mouth, you know. It could have been.
When people are dying, they don't call emergencies. They press record.
Yeah.
Right. World star!
World star! We were just talking about world star.
The couple could be fined 5,000 baht if they
What's
are
baht?
Found
is it
money.
Like 50 cents?
It's money? Apparently it's 115 pounds.
How much is that? I'm 115 pounds.
I think it's double that.
I'd love to give them some of my weight, you know. Jeez.
If they're found guilty of public obscenity, but could even be sent to prison.
Yeah, no, they're serious.
To prison they go.
I've been there.
Wow.
Well, at least you can entertain them while they're there.
Police will investigate this and prosecute the people involved. This is very negative for the area. We have spoken to many witnesses. We are pursuing the offenders. It is a crime to have sex in public like this, and they will be punished. Is it because it
but
wasn't
not like that?
It wasn't
like
good.
This
wasn't
or like that?
It wasn't
like
good.
This, like this, like that, Anna?
The woman looked like the woman in the video, The Miracle of Life, so people frowned upon it. If she was wow. happy, Benjamin they wouldn't have anything Button. To say.
Yeah, they're definitely fucking.
That's really good lighting.
Is that the whole article?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to tell you something, Face Girl.
Okay.
Now, when I told my mom about this, mm-hmm. she started cracking up. She thought it was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
And then when I told my sister, Nancy, in front
He's
of my mom.
He's choking her, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
Sex
some,
like
that's
that. That's what they
shit.
Meant.
That's what that is. Wow. He's really
I'll
going
I'll let
on.
You guys
He's
enjoy
really...
your porn.
No, tell us.
Well, we have dead air.
Tell us.
You're He's always really... dead air. I'm just kidding. We love you. I'm kidding. Your shirt's really nice. You look like Beetlejuice.
And this guy's just walking around. What the hell?
Taking
He's
pictures.
He's like, oh, look. Look,
that's
I'm
what you
film
do.
This and masturbate to this later.
That's what you do. You jerk off to the tape
right here. I'm pointing. That's where they did it.
That's
done.
Where they did it right there. See that?
Really? The ass print. That just
you can fought. See the ass print in the sand.
You can feel her.
Wow.
Wow. Well.
So apparently, I'm a sleepwalker.
What?
Really?
Yes.
What is it? Your mom laughing about
this? I don't even walk when
this.
I'm awake.
I'm sorry.
Did she laugh about this and it has something to do with you being a sleepwalker?
Well, I told
him. Is this what's the connection?
Yeah, right?
He's just shouting out.
He's like,
no, it's not related at all. I'm just
is
moving
this
an
entity with idea or
I'm just moving
it's
on.
It's his show.
Yeah, moving on to the next thing.
All right.
So that's all. Just that your mom
And now
laughed.
For something completely
no.
different.
But you were saying
I was
about
saying,
this.
I wasn't saying anything about that. I was moving on.
Moving on.
I asked was that the end of the article?
Yeah, and then you said, my mom laughed.
No, I said, I want to tell you something.
Yeah, and then you said my mom laughed when she heard this article.
Yes. No, when yeah. she heard what I was about to tell you about
oh,
me being a sleepwalker.
Okay. Oh. I thought she was laughing at Dong Tan.
Higgins, you've had yours.
I will turn the studio right around.
That'd be a talent. I don't know how to move rooms like that.
All right, so.
Professor X shit.
So my girlfriend had been, she was accusing me of fucking with her stuff. She was like, I found my brush underneath a bunch of things. I found this suitcase was turned this way. There was things missing from my makeup. And I'm like, I would not do that. I don't fuck with people's things. I don't do that.
I know where this is going.
I wouldn't do that. And so yesterday morning, so my girlfriend's in Massachusetts right now. And I've been cleaning up the place, making it very, very, very neat and clean. And this morning I woke up and I have this black canvas bag that I keep my tools in.
Your dick tools?
No. Like screwdrivers and pliers. Can I tell the story?
No.
I wake up and it's missing and there are a bunch of tools just placed strategically around the room.
are they photos of yourself? Too?
Stop drinking.
Ass.
And then I finally found the tool bag somewhere, and I was like, holy shit, I did this in my sleep. I'm a sleepwalker.
Tool bag, his backpack.
Fucking tool bag.
And, his backpack.
Yeah. And I researched sleepwalking, and, you know, there's some shit that's really dangerous that can happen. You know, they're like, if you're a sleepwalker, don't have any guns in the house, hide the knives.
You sleep with so many people, how has nobody ever noticed this?
Before, right? Like, I think it's an excuse.
I think,
yeah, it's a cover
knives, up. I think it has.
And then,
well,
and then telling it publicly makes it so, like posting on Facebook makes it true.
So, no, it has happened to me, you know, a few times in my life before. Like, I woke up about 20 years ago. And there were tater tots placed all around the kitchen. And like,
classic.
And one of them was like, sort of looked like Stonehenge. That I did with tater tots. And I'm like, all right, this is fucked up and weird.
Photo art didn't happen.
That happened in my sleep.
So and, that's what you were like, oh, I must have done this? Or were you like, who broke into my house and
oh,
broke
no,
my tater
no,
tots?
No, I figured it out.
Tater salad.
Yeah.
Ugh, we're getting wasted.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. So I'm going to see my doctor because... You know, is this a thing where I'm going to have to like put an alarm on my doors if I, well, you know, it'll well, wake me up.
Your,
yeah.
Does your girlfriend know you're seeing your doctor?
Oh, yeah, I told her.
Did you tell her you finally figured out what might be happening?
Yeah, I did. Right away. Because when she was asking me about this, I said, I swear on Allie's life. That's my cat. I swore on my cat's life.
You killed your
I didn't
fucking
do
cat.
It.
You got to undo that now.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you got to undo that.
I have to unswear it because apparently I did.
You got to fucking get
whoa,
right
whoa,
with
whoa,
Allie.
Whoa.
I was that convinced that I was fucking with her stuff because I
so
don't do that.
So you killed the cat? Wait, I'm
no.
Okay.
No, we took a few leaps.
I was going to say, and so did the cat. Son.
No, he. What
the fuck? Let's go to the top 10 list.
Associates with cats.
Jesus Christ. I gotta go pee.
So we're gonna do
do it on air. Yeah. Do it in here.
Do it in my mouth.
Top 10 list. What we do is this is the top 10 Barney Miller episode titles that could be porn.
Oh.
The way we this play is this fun. Game is you tell me what kind of porn it is. Is it
you're good at trivia.
Gangbang porn? Yeah. Is it glory hole porn?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. That's the ghost of Jacqueline. Glory hole addict that died in our studio.
I know if
you guys had a dead cat and what the fuck kind of establishment are you running here? Like I am not pro dead hookers and cats.
I'm not a hooker actually.
No, she's not a hooker. She's just a glory hole addict.
A hooker.
Never mind.
Top 10 Barney Mill episode titles that could be porn. Going in my low voice.
Oh.
Number 10, The Doll.
You've done this.
That's got to be like hentai or something.
No, the doll has been there before. I guess that's just fucking a doll.
Yeah.
A fuck doll.
Yeah.
A pocket pussy.
Or it's the Pee Wee Herman scene I saw where he's fucking a doll.
See, now that's even better.
Yeah.
And he fucked himself in the theater too, right? Pee Wee Herman.
No, he was just jacking.
Jacking off.
At a jack-off
theater. At a jack-off theater.
Because he was a jack-of-all-trades.
A jack-off of all trades.
Number 9, Toys.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Pixar.
Most of these are exactly what they sound like. You don't have to use your imagination very much. So let's go on with it. Number 8, Massage Parlor.
Rub and Tug.
Number 7, The Courtesans.
More Rub and Tugs.
Number 6,
but with cleaning.
Fish.
Oh. What?
Bestiality.
I made that one up.
Oh.
Now I'm hungry.
The one interesting one I made it up.
I like sushi.
Switch Fish?
Switch Fish, yeah. Well, there's a character, Fish, on the show.
Okay.
Number 6, Call Girl.
It's what it sounds like.
Number 5, Strip Joint. This is the worst top 10 list
yet. Ever.
Is
ever.
That real?
Like, it's seriously. Like, look at the guest, like my fancy guest shaking his head.
Number 4, Smells Like Fish.
No.
Hello,
that one's fake.
Fucking liar.
Okay, it gets better. Number 4.
No, it doesn't, you fucking liar. Everybody knows
number
that.
Number 4. The Slave.
Oh, we can't. None of us in this room can answer that.
Yes, we can. Oh, I get it, because we all know exactly.
We're gonna go to the. We're gonna go to the dark side of Tumblr.
I'll see you in the dark web.
You know the parts with the black and blues and the rope.
Black is our word.
Are we done now? With that?
Yeah, I think it is what it sounds like.
You have something in your head that you're trying not to say.
What?
You're trying desperately not to say, out with it, Catherine!
Weenish.
No, I'm just thinking about a conversation I had earlier with somebody who was talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my God. So I've been working on a thing. I've been working on this BDSM film, this documentary for like
Links
2 years.
Or get the fuck out.
Dude, look up BDSM Farm. And all the stuff that you see on the BDSM.
I think I'll just go to my search history, honey.
Yo, for real, you ain't shit unless you can post your Google history publicly.
You want to see it?
I do. I want you to post it publicly under the thing.
All right. Where? Under what thing?
Under the
oh,
app.
Oh, no. I was just about to do it. I forgot.
Do it.
You're doing the music right now. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, shit. You had one job.
I've got my shit together.
You had one job.
Good job, Meg. I was about to search this porn right now. Like, everything. Turn, stop everything.
Number 3, Snow Job.
Here, this.
Oh, nice.
That's a G.I. Joe's name, too.
I like this because it's Frosty the Snowman.
Okay. I was going to say it's a holiday piece.
Yeah, it's a holiday piece.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting a blowjob. Makes him melt.
Can we have some, like, Irish? No. I mean, it is.
And when his condom comes off, he turns back into a snowman, right? The hat?
Yes!
No, he just turns into a mess.
Yeah.
Just like me when I melt.
Number 2, Sex Surrogate.
Nope.
Wait.
Yep.
That's not real.
That's dumb.
Yep.
That's fucking real?
Yep.
On what?
Sex surrogate.
Barney Miller.
Barney Miller? What was that show?
I don't know. You're going to look it up.
Yeah, I'll do it right now. Stop the music.
You're going to watch it right now.
Oh, he knows. He'll know.
It's an old sitcom. You know how they had like Dick Van Dyke and all that? Barney Miller was one of them.
What was his thing?
I really didn't watch. I liked Mary Tyler Moore.
It was a police show. Okay. A cop show.
But it was like, yeah.
Sex surrogate?
Yep.
My sister should be a cop.
It's basically Handmaid's Tale, the porn.
Back then, there was a lot of cop shows. It was like Car 54, Where Are You? And
Kill Street Blues.
Yep. In fact, funny Dragnet. Fact about Car 54, the two people in the car were Herman Munson and Grandpa.
Oh, shit. Before or after?
Before.
It was actually, yeah.
They transitioned.
They were the cops before.
How did they then get the parts together? Like, it was
I think they worked for the network and they just pitched the idea because the Addams Family actually came out like a month or two before the Munsters did. So they were on at the same time. And both series only lasted two seasons.
Really?
Like, everybody thinks the Addams Family is on forever, but it was actually only two seasons.
Wow. I have, like, I think almost every episode on VHS.
I'm getting married.
The number one. Barney Miller episode title.
Oh, right. We're doing a show.
That could be porn.
Sorry.
Tangent.
The Rainmaker.
No.
Fucking lie.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
No way. Yes. I know exactly what it is.
You know exactly what it is.
It's so personal to me.
It's really personal. That one was just for you.
Oh, my God.
The whole top 10 list.
I like seeing her squirm like that.
For the number one.
Oh, my God. Can we embarrass her more? Look at her wiggle.
Speaking of, Stormy Leather's doing my show tomorrow. Come to my show.
Oh, my God. I like her wiggling. What did we tell
him?
Why did we make her so nervous?
You tell him.
What is that?
Come on.
I'm Ass Ketchum. I'm dressed like Ass fucking Ketchum. You want some?
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Oh.
Tell her.
There's a guy she used to fuck.
Oh, that's a great way to start a story.
That is not how I would have said it.
Well, then why are you having it?
Because it's more fun this way.
It is. Validation.
I'm posting my search history.
And the size and the curve of his...
Order.
Cock. Made a squirt all over the place.
She really? He's a big Mandingo,
him,
huh?
She called him the Rainmaker.
Yeah, that was his nickname, really? The Rainmaker. Well, not his nickname. It's nickname.
It's name. Yeah, no, totally. Because it's not the guy. Fuck that guy.
It's the organ.
I would.
It's the organ. They don't give a fuck. No. We don't look at you like that.
Folks, if you like what you're listening to and you want to support Freeform Radio...
Yeah.
We want to support Freeform Radio. Do you think what we're doing is important?
It's not.
worthy of you parting with your dollars.
We laugh at our shame.
If you like hearing about dick jokes on the radio,
go to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, not dick jokes, hearing about dick jokes.
/pledge. If you want to support this show in particular, not just the radio station, but
Dad?
This show in particular.
Oh, my God. You're losing your shit. She just hit her face on the mic.
And my eyelashes on the mic.
And you're in the safety seat, too.
I would. Dude, we just discovered a thing about smashing. But please, continue with your show.
You're
and
in
then
the
we can
safety chair.
Please do your show.
Please do your show so I can talk. Just kidding.
So if you want to give money.
Hurry the fuck up.
Just to us for our show, go to rfb.nyc/.
As.
That's rfb.
Oh, no, huh?
Rfb. That's R. Jesus Christ. RF. To give us money? rfb.nyc/.
I can make the most incredible fart sound ever.
Please do.
Oh, no. No. No, now you're in my territory, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I can do that naturally.
I like it. You're like, nah.
But it's a
challenge
room.
Accepted.
You think you can make fart noises, man?
You give
this
me the
guy's
food.
Gold medal. He's brown medal.
You give me the food, I'll give you the fart.
That was a good one.
I got a real one.
I can do that.
Broccoli.
Oh, broccoli. Okay, hold on.
I'm going to start off easy.
That was a real one.
Was that
she
real?
She just farted in the mic.
Just fucking
she just farted in the mic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, everyone loves their own brand.
And then she smelled it. For those of you at home, Mandy is incredibly hot and so disgusting.
Boy, we all love her.
I fucking love you.
She's like the female Quagmire.
You silenced face boy. He has nothing to say.
He's the closest to me. He can taste that motherfucker. He can taste that shit.
Those
no, that's what that face is, face boy.
Dude, and I have a blown out starfish. It's like
No, you don't.
It's like duck lips when I fart.
I really want to see this now. Yeah. Yes.
So blown out.
You know, it was a long time for you to get naked. Amazing. No, I didn't even see it. That's well, yeah. amazing, though.
Well, not in front of my new friends.
Oh.
No, none for you, Higgins.
It's the radio. And I don't know if I... No, mind. I just sharted. I could have sharted. It's not good. Oh,
I don't think I saw poo in your butthole.
I was really
scared. But I also don't even know if I saw your butthole, but I think know, I right? did.
Well, that's good.
It didn't look blown out.
No, but... No, because I used to only eat one M&M a week.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and then like when it would finally pass through my body, it would be dark matter. And then it would try to
Her
pass.
Her pops were sweating. These week arms were heavy.
You know? What?
Mom spaghetti.
She was nervous. But on the surface, she looked calm and ready to drop moms.
Keeps on forgetting.
What?
I don't know. I think this is more of
I don't forget.
8 Mile. I what? Thought I was doing
what
the next
What are we talking
line.
About again? Oh Lois, God. I'm lost.
Oh my God, PETA.
Help, Lois. Help.
Look, PETA. You have one fucking job on this show.
Hey, Lois. Giant Maria.
Shut up, Meg.
Shut up, Meg. You don't matter.
Oh, man.
Wherever you're listening.
Oh, she's not.
She better not.
What were you
you're not cool
about?
Enough.
I don't know. But cut holes. Oh, I got the dates.
Yo, we're going to do, I was going to do you give me the food, I do the fart.
Oh, right.
I was going to do a bit of mine. Like something I
well,
do.
Let's hear the fart slot if you want to hear.
So of course it went somewhere else.
Yeah,
it went everywhere.
She actually farted and showed us her butthole.
Yeah. I mean, come I on, you can won. Look it up online.
So now it's
it
that
everywhere. Like seriously,
wow. So broccoli.
I sent you a number of articles.
Did.
And one of them had to do with a dolphin fucker.
Fucking amazing.
Dude, I love dolphins and ducks. They are the rapists of the animal community. I love them.
Okay, well, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, is probably a rapist.
All right, we're going to see what the consensus of the room is here. And I'm not going to say what I think, even though I already sort of did.
What did you say?
Don't fuck dolphins.
But actually, dolphins are like...
They decapitate fish just to like fuck their bodies. Like
I'm
they
fucking skull fuck this fish.
No, but they skull fuck
I'm
the body.
Rip off your head and oh shit down God. Your neck.
Yeah, it fucks the whole body. It fucks the
dolphins.
Rest of it. I will,
please do. Yeah, find
no.
a video.
No,
I know dolphins are rapey.
No, I want to see it skull fucking a fish.
It does. It chops off the head and it fucks the body. Dolphins
Amazing.
Masturbate.
They like invented the fucking fish
light. It's a fleshlight. You know, it's a fleshlight.
Yeah.
The bones must suck.
Again, if you want to
sponsor the show because you think what we're doing is important.
This is the part of SpongeBob they don't show you.
He was actually a sponge for contraceptive. You want me to read it or play it?
Play it, but only like the first couple of minutes because it gets boring after that.
I thought it was only a couple of minutes.
Nah.
Oh, you got to put the volume up.
Portrays his 9-month love affair with a captive dolphin. What goddess recollection of a dolphin lover
what?
Recounts
goddess?
Malcolm Brenner's sexual relationship with dolphin Ruby in the 1970s. The book's been out since 2009, but it's just recently started to snag international headlines. New Zealand's 3 News interviewed Brenner, who told the network it was the dolphin who courted him.
And I would warn anybody who's involved in a relationship like this with a dolphin.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
How common do you think it is for people to have sex with dolphins?
If you believe the statistics, something like 1 in every 6 men and 1 in every 12 women has had a sexual contact with an animal.
What the?
Ruby passed away when Brenner went to college. Since the interview, the book has increased in popularity. At one point, it even had a 5-star rating on Amazon. The company describes the book like this. Set at the height of Vietnam protests, Jimi Hendrix, and LSD,
that's
What Goddess
whole,
is a story of strange encounters,
of the video.
Awkward misadventures, and ultimately...
Hey, people, don't have sex with animals.
The writer for 100GF doesn't think the pop...
What the fuck?
People are correct.
I gotta see that.
Well, no.
I'm not done watching that.
Yeah, no, the rule should be... Don't fuck the kids. Don't fuck the pets. Don't fuck up the environment. And don't fuck up someone else's experience. Have at it.
There you go. Thank you.
The Boy, dolphin courted him. Well, 1 in 6 men.
It left me on red.
1 in 12.
Red.
What?
The dolphin left me on red.
Aww.
I don't know. I was trying to help. Oh, my God. It's hot.
What did he masturbate to Free
I don't know.
Willy?
What do you think of the shape of water? Because it says guy who fucks dolphins.
Did you see that
yeah,
I posted?
Yeah. The shape of water.
The penis?
What penis?
The penis that like the porno person like made the penis. Yeah, that's so important.
I need to see that. I know that they made a dildo.
Yeah.
They've made
sold
everything.
Out.
Of course.
Of course it is.
I love that moment where they're like, this is how it opens like this, and it like, you know, the
oh yeah, she's like, oh, it goes like this.
Yeah.
And then we're like,
Clearly, yes.
Done.
It's like Steve Irwin in there for sexual intercourse, you know?
God.
Would you fuck the Shape of Water fish guy?
Yes.
Would you fuck a dolphin?
No. Because he's a water fish guy.
There you go.
there it is.
No, because like Joey and a dolphin are sentient beings, but they're pets.
Yeah.
Or food.
No.
Depends on what part of China.
No. Aww. Right? And what's the kind of seasoning?
You know, nope.
Yeah, no, but like an intelligent creature that is humanoid. Absolutely. And even octopanoid. I love, dude, calamari should not turn me on. I love that, love that,
I mean, I enjoy calamari. Dude, I like the legs.
I know that's because of hentai.
Hentai,
right?
Yeah.
Hentai.
I fucking love that shit. Like, I can't watch people porn. I mean, I work in porn production, so like, I'm like editing Chocolate Starfish 5 like all fucking day, and I like, you know, get all the 2247s or whatever the fuck.
Japanese cartoons always have like the best narrators.
Dude. Oh my
like,
god!
Right before it's like, and it's like, oh man, I'm like really like into this shit, you know.
Get this. I was my roommate was watching something in Japanese, and then I heard someone say something. I'm like, why do I have a boner? What did she just say?
Right? Yeah.
And then he goes,
the women.
No, wait, listen.
Wait, hold on.
And then he says, she said, no, never. And I'm like, I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah. Dude, no is always sexier. Like when they say no, you're like, why? And like,
no.
And maybe. No means no to you.
Well, let me give you a hint for the secret word.
Oh yeah,
oh,
there's a show going on.
Shitty prize.
No, this fucking game is
actually
great.
It's not that pretty. No, not that shitty.
It's fucking no. I wanted that coloring.
It blinks.
This, you guys are all fucking jacked.
It blinks.
Whatever.
It's pretty.
This game show is fucking jacked.
Cock goblin.
I'm gonna add another prize.
Yeah, is it?
Thank
drugs?
You.
Is it gonna be drugs?
And it doesn't even matter.
Triggered.
Clitoris.
Is it drugs?
I can just rob him. He's bald enough to rob.
Fallopian tube.
Come on, give us a hint, oh you God, son I'm of a bitch.
So
I will, but I want to show you the other prize first so I can fucking
ovaries.
Overreact. That's why women do that. Do they have ovaries?
See?
All right, so the costume horned ball is April 6th over at the Bell House from 6 to 9. Bing, or, well, bing. From 9 to 5. I'm the worst at this. I'm never going to... Maybe an anti... something ad. Oh. I'll be good at selling.
These are more fun.
It's a slap bracelet.
Oh, yes. Man, I haven't seen one of those.
Why do you have so many of these?
Because every time I work the lust parties, they give me this.
Ew, now I have to wash my hands.
There's no sex at lust parties.
Wait, what do they do?
It's just hype.
Wait,
price.
What do they use it at lust for?
Fun.
This means I'm a consent monitor.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why
give me
just,
one.
Why don't you just
give me one.
Reuse them?
Give me one. Consent monitor.
Because I like to give them away.
Okay.
I want to be
monitor.
I know. I should, because Abby's a dear friend of mine. I should reuse them instead of giving them away. So here is your.
Don't do it.
Here is your hint.
You don't drink. Never mind. Let's not do that.
What? Well, not
starts
do what?
With an L, ends with an A.
What? Are you afraid that we're sensitive to Nazi jokes? I'm just kidding.
I just saw it today.
What?
No, I just saw one today. That's why I was able.
A Nazi?
Yeah. No. A joke. No. Okay, so what's the thing?
I just gave the hint.
What was it?
It's A and L. It's A and L.
Anal.
I know.
Anal.
Nope.
Oh, damn it.
You didn't hear the hint at all.
They were all talking. I couldn't help that.
Hint. Starts with an L. Ends with an A.
Labia. I already said labia.
No, you didn't.
She didn't.
I did not say labia.
She always wins. Like, it's a fucking... It's like, I wasn't even excited about the game.
Do you want this consent monitor slap bracelet?
No.
No, not that it's not high.
No.
No.
Oh my god.
We are not. It's not rigged.
It really
is. It's not rigged.
Every fucking time. Go to every fucking episode. It's all fucking rigged. I'm tired of your shit. I'm coming on your fucking show. I'm bringing celebrities and shit.
Yes.
And you guys can't even give me a dinky ass thing that I fucking earned.
You drink half their liquor,
so no, it's gone.
Oh man.
The bottle's gone.
You're salty.
It is.
I fucking love you.
A little bit.
Oh my god, get drunk all the time. I like you.
You got some martinis with all that
salt? No,
because, okay, so like when I brought Clutch on the show,
go
right?
back to yelling. It was hot.
When I brought fucking Clutch on the show, yes. I had a fucking magazine. And I was fucking like...
You look like a DJ.
No, it was the fucking... It was the fucking... The Joker. It was something like, oh my god, like I was
the killing joke.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's a cool prize.
The killing joke deluxe.
No, we were on Easter. We did this. No, this fucking shit's rigged.
It's not.
Good thing I get paid for free.
It's not rigged.
It's rigged.
I lost.
It's rigged.
She knew.
I almost always lose to Dick and Dwayne.
Well, maybe. Yeah,
Dick
maybe
and Dwayne always beat
they
your ass.
They always really? Fucking beat mm-hmm. me. Yeah.
There's no.
If you didn't say it, I would have said labia. You were yeah. close. If she didn't say it so fast, I definitely would have gotten it.
That's the game. You got to say it.
Labia.
It's not a turn thing. We I wanted her to
win
time.
The place. I would have felt bad if I won it and she didn't.
I would wanted to win it for you. I want to win the thing
what the
for
hell
clutch.
What am I going to do with a slap you bracelet?
Think, I don't give a fuck.
I'm not a 90s kid anymore.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I want to bring you guys on a cool fucking thing and then have you walk away with fucking prizes because what the fuck?
Mandy is the prize I went home with today.
Stop. Yeah, you're the prize.
Oh my God, you can't do that.
No.
We need material possessions to feel value.
No. No.
Oh my God. You. My brother's calling. Just ignore him.
That's really good.
Dude, it's fucking... It's
I like to mess with people like in church.
You're like the curse police like at work.
I'll just be like...
Really?
Do the call-in of walking.
So we thought of like a funny skit or something where we have, you know, like on a radio show, like we would have like celebrity call-ins or something like that. And I thought it would be funny if we had like Christopher Walken call in and be like, hey guys, you know, I'm a big fan of the show and I just wanted to extend my gratitude in the form of a song.
Yes, I was doing the worst Walken earlier. Where were
worst
you?
Worst Walken? Oh, yeah. Was you Walken to something?
Seriously, no. I
Walken in a winter wonderland.
Oh my God, yes. There are more, right?
Oh my God. Oh God! I mean, it's no, you know, comparison to your little bike story with, you know, Iron Man.
Little bike story?
Yeah, he shared a bike with Iron Man.
I know. A bike.
You shared a bike with Iron Man?
Yeah.
I've been friends with Robert Downey Jr. since I was 3 years old. We met in nursery school.
Oh no, shit! That's yeah. awesome.
And
whatever.
In junior high school, he gave me a 10-speed bike, but I have no idea why that was brought up.
No, I was just being salty still.
We have 8
it's
minutes.
A weird way
seven
to
minutes,
nag a person.
7 minutes left to the show. God. So who's got what to promote? What's going on with you, Catherine
tomorrow.
Dunn? Where we can find you?
Tomorrow, Satanic Bingo. Stormy what? Leather. Stormy Leather is performing. Deity Delgado will be handling the balls with me at Satanic Bingo.
Balls.
For me, rather. Yeah, balls.
For my chin.
And Jack Sullivan will be doing sideshow, and Stormy Leather will be there. I don't think I mentioned that yet. I love her.
No, you didn't mention Stormy Leather at all.
No, I haven't said her name at all today.
Not Stormy Leather will be coming down to the studio.
Stormy Leather's going to be performing tomorrow at the Bazaar Bar in Bushwick.
I love Bazaar Bushwick.
Come, 7 to 10.
I was just there. I can't tomorrow.
Ooh.
I know, right?
Tell me more.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, I love Bazaar Bushwick. They host the best fucking like New York underground artists, and I want to give like a real like a shout out to
New York,
dude. Seriously, no, Bazaar Bushwick, Brooklyn Wildlife, and all the people that keep on performing, like Amy Miller and you. And I mean, dude, the Bazaar, dude, definitely lays the platform for New York artists
spread
to do their
love,
shit.
It's the Brooklyn
yeah,
way.
It's a really, I love their that. Vibe.
Dude, I was just there the other day and like whooping my titties out for freedom and supporting my friends. And, you know, it's super magical place. I would, anybody that said, if you hear Bazaar Bushwick and you just want to see some cool ass art, just fucking go. And just go. Just get in. Just fucking go.
Nice. Yeah.
You
can go tomorrow.
Rob, where do we find you and all the things that you do?
On Facebook, I have my page is called Real Life Peter Griffin. That's what most of the world knows me as. My production company is called Take It Productions. My Instagram is take_it_productions. We're going to be posting a lot of new content. We usually post something daily on the Instagram. Facebook, we've been working on a few things. My next thing coming up is in April, the weekend of the 7th through the 9th, in Albany, actually. It's going to be Empire State Comic Con. I'll be a guest of that show. I'll be there Friday and Saturday, Sunday. I'll be heading home. But that's going to be a good time. And then I have another show lined up all the way down in September for Atlantic City. That's going to be another show called J1 Con. So those are the two shows that I have booked so far. I'm hoping to book some more along the way. I'm hoping to make my glorious return back to New York Comic Con. I had to miss it, unfortunately, last year because I had two weddings to attend.
Why did you go to the wedding?
Right? I hate weddings.
Don't stop dancing.
People always invite me to their weddings. They think I'm made of freaking money. I can't afford all these freaking weddings.
Just keep dancing.
I just can't do it. I got to stop talking to people.
Make money moves.
That's right.
We make money moves. We actually made
a Cardi B video.
We made a Cardi B video. There's actually a parody video. If you check up the Facebook and the Instagram, there's actually a video uploaded there.
I want to like consume everything you have. I want all your content. I want to see it all. I never even like look at stuff. I don't. I legitimately want to look at all of your things. I don't look at things.
No, you don't.
I look at nothing. Yeah. I share so much shit. Maybe I don't Helen fucking Keller. Look at any
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I'm like on Snapchat. Like I don't know how to respond or look at it. I just make snaps and that's it. Like I just have. That's not this. You know, I'm not supposed to do all the other things.
That's amazing.
Okay, here's all the things we didn't get to in my notes.
All of it.
Yeah,
you did the top 10. So stop
all
complaining.
The small things.
Catherine has a boyfriend.
What are you talking
about? Is it Rainmaker? Because you can't date just the dick.
There was a guy you liked.
What? That's an maybe insane not thing anymore. To say.
Not anymore. So
no, when you're a celebrity, you always have to be single.
Somebody's really
depressed
now.
You just turned a little red.
Oh, dude, she is doing the wiggle. She's wiggling around like a worm
in the dirt.
Yep.
No. Wow.
Wiggle it.
Really is a boyfriend.
It is fucking hot in this studio.
Yeah, wow. It's getting hotter in here.
Why would you even?
Mandy had a flood.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a sex flood or an actual flood?
It's a real one.
Gun control. Fucking talk about that. No, we didn't have time. St. Patrick's Day.
Did we even get there?
Cheaters give it away by the sound of their voice in new study shows.
Cracks.
Catherine Dunn updates.
What?
This shit that you're doing.
I do
Toys
like
Toys R Us closed.
I used to work there 2.5 years. Place was like prison.
Were you Peter Griffin yet or were you just
no this was before Peter Griffin, but I used to do voices there. They were terrible. They were just it was like it was like working for the friggin' Nazi Germany. They weren't allowed to laugh, you weren't allowed to smile.
At a not toy allowed. Store
you just had to stand fuck? There and sell credit cards.
If we had gotten to my talking points, we could have heard all about this.
Oh, if only
like
we'd gotten there
two and a half minutes left.
Maybe you shouldn't fuck up your own show so much, face boy.
Don't you know?
Stormy Daniels physically threatened.
Stormy Leather.
I drank all the whiskey.
Jasmine's hot mouth.
Stormy Leather.
You're not. Aren't you curious what that? No, you.
Yeah.
Just,
who's Jasmine? Is it Jasmine from Aladdin?
Nope.
Who's Jasmine with the hot mouth?
You'll never know.
I need to know.
I know you need to know.
The world may never know.
2-year-old sees a ghost. Man-faced dog.
Show me on Joey where they touched you.
Alexa's random creepy laugh.
Ha 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 ha.
Andrew McCabe. Fired 2 days before retiring.
Turns out he's getting his pension.
Felt-sickles.
What?
Felt-sickles.
No. Andy, that's on my list. You can make them.
I made them. I invented it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What? Tell us
Retainer
how.
Retainer girl and lipstick thing? Rapey guy. Folks, please give to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah, that
Parenthood.
Was my note that I wanted to talk about.
Aww.
Please give to the ACLU. Please give to the Red Cross. Coming up next.
Don't leave.
I drank the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's drank pretty much most of my whiskey.
I drank the whole thermos.
Wow.
Get rich quick with Josh
You're
and Noel.
You're like on a bouncy ball right now.
I committed.
Please go to faceboy.com for
love you. Thank you for
all
having
past
us.
Episodes. Thank you, face girl.
Thank you, face boy.
Thank you, Rob Franzese.
Franzese?
Franzese. Thank you, Mandy. Go pee.
Oh my God. Thank you. Bye, bye, clip flops.
You have seconds left.
No, I'm going to commit to it. Let's stay.
Okay.
I'm staying.
All right. Oh, yeah, you should. You should stay, actually. You should stay because there was, did you hear about this other recall?
Yeah, isn't it like if you don't, if it's like a hazard, right? Like
I got a recall.
Death, like fatal hazard, right?
There have been 27 fatalities right now.
Oh.
And it's a very common product.
That, like, you probably have in your
toilet
own
toilet paper?
It's
But it's similarly common.
It's similarly common. And the fatalities have been, some of them have been very quick. Some of them have been very long and drawn out. Families have been affected.
Yeah, because it's not just the person who's suffering. Like, it's also contagious, not just from the product, but from the actual allergens.
So what you have to get rid of.